Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, my son, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Almighty has blessed us to come before you another night, another day, that we might bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words, the words of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing you nothing but the truth. And yes, all I'm going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah that I represent? Well, Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our judge. He's our lawgiver. He's our king. And it is Yah and only Yah who will save us. So I praise and thank the Most High Yah for allowing us to bring forth his words unto you tonight. As I let everyone know last week, we will be dealing with various different subject matters, such as a virtuous woman, such as how to raise our children, a faithful man, and we also will be dealing with various different questions that the listening audience may have. Oftentimes we come before you with set lessons that the Creator has inspired us to come and teach you. But the Creator also inspired us to answer your questions, to listen to what you want to know, and to bring forth the answers that only can come from the Most High himself. For it is Yah who has the wisdom, the understanding, the knowledge, the counsel, the might, to give you an answer of peace that everyone ultimately and undoubtedly will look for. We are, and all I am, is a representative of the Most High. And if he gave it to me, he gave it to me to give to you. So after I share with you some questions or a very brief lesson, then I'll be prepared to take any questions that anyone has on Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk, or any other way. From those who are sincere and really want to ask questions, and just ask your questions and we'll try to do our best by answering. Those who believe I'm some type of false prophet, in which I hear from people, then you have an opportunity to prove that. If you think I'm not fit to teach you and to come before you, and I'm not telling you the truth, you can expose all those things at this time. I'm prepared, and we're prepared. As I stated, Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. So let's start our lesson. Our first thing I want to just point out to you is something written in the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter. At the 6th verse. And this is what it says. Most men will proclaim everyone his goodness, his own goodness. But a faithful man who can find. And that's what we're talking about tonight. A lot of people, they will tell you how good they are and all the good things they've done and all the good things they are doing. In other words, you wouldn't know anything they're doing if it just didn't come from their own mouth. But a faithful man who can find, because a faithful man, he lived by actions and not by words. A faithful man is someone who you will see good in, and he just won't talk it. And he stands by the things that he believes. And his heart is fixed, regardless of what anybody say. He has purpose. His heart is fixed. And the goodness that you will see, not by what he say, but the goodness you will see is authentic and full of sincerity. And I want you to see how a faithful man look in the scriptures. And if you around a bunch of men, or you look at men, or you observe men, these are the various things that you want to observe to see if you're seeing a man of Elohim. A man of Elohim is today as it was in the days of our fathers. A man of Elohim is not going to look anything different. Either you're a man of Elohim or you're not. And let me show you what a man of Elohim is. Now, these are things you're going to see. And these are things that nobody or a man, he don't have to tell you this. And a lot of men, what this scripture is letting us know, a lot of them are just lip service. They just talk about being good. But let me show you what a man of Elohim is, a faithful man is. Right before I go right to the direct scripture, Now let me just go to the direct scripture so you can see for yourself. The first place that I want you to go and look at a faithful man is in the book of Numbers. Numbers, the 12th chapter. And what are we discussing in our lesson today? Who can find a faithful man? In other words, scriptures, well, a faithful man who can find. You notice when they talk about a virtuous woman, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? But when it's talking about a man, it says, a faithful man who can find. Kind of turns it around a little bit. But they both mean the same. The only way a faithful man can be found is that Yahweh give you a faithful man. And the only way a virtuous woman can be found is Yahweh give you a virtuous woman. Because a faithful man and a virtuous woman, they are the same. They are people who Yah himself know and who Yah himself deal with, and who Yah himself will guide, lead, and guide and order their steps. So they have that same quality. They are saints of the Most High who he will guide. And we're about to read about one of Yah's faithful men. And the main thing I want you to see, and the main thing I want to show you is the various qualities that these men have that make them faithful. And let's look at the very first one. In the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter, the very first verse. And I apologize, I didn't say shalom to my beautiful brothers and sisters that's listening in all the time. I praise the mighty Yah for you. And may Yah continue to be with you all. And I pray that Yah bless and keep you in the sense that you keep seeking the truth. Now in Numbers, the 12th chapter, the first verse. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moshe because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he married an Ethiopian woman. Now this was a little strange because Moses gave the law. And if anybody knew the law, it would be Moses. It don't mean Moses couldn't have broke the law. But out of all the people who was real circumspect of the law, it would be Moses. And if Moses had done such a great thing wrong, would not Yah have intervened? But nevertheless, they questioned his marriage to this Ethiopian woman. And they said, and of course, in the case of Aaron, he could marry no stranger at all. The only women that he could marry and his sons can marry were Israelites. But this is what it says. Excuse me. And they said, have Yah indeed spoken only by Moshe? Have he not spoken also by us? And Yah heard it. And it is true that Yah did speak by other people and speak to other people. And no, Moses was not the only one that Yah speaks to. But this is how Yah, because Yah hear everything. And so this is what Yah did as a result of hearing. A lot of things Yah hear, he stay silent about it. But this thing, he refused to stay silent. And it's understandable because Yah said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. And this is what it says in the third verse. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And that's very important to know, because meekness is something that is essential when it comes to a faithful man. It says, and Yah spake suddenly unto Moshe and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, hear my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, not in dark speeches, and the similitude of Yah shall he behold. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moshe? In other words, this man I allowed to speak to me face to face, not in dark speeches, not in visions or dreams, but this is a man that I speak to face to face. And Yah's similitude, Moses will see. In other words, he will see the form of Yah. He will see Yah himself. And anyone that close to the Most High, to me, it only makes sense that you will not speak to him any kind of way. And you won't speak about him in any kind of way. But Miriam and Aaron obviously did not notice. And what did the Creator say about Moses that was so great? Well, he said about Moses that was so great in the 7th verse. After telling you Moses, he don't speak to him in visions and dreams. He speak to him mouth to mouth, even apparently. He said, Moses is the faithful, most faithful in all Yah's house. And Yah got a big house. His house ain't like our house. He's got a gigantic house. And he said, Moses is the most faithful in this house. Which let you know if you want to be a faithful person, then you want to learn, and you want a faithful man, you want to learn and read about Moses. Because Moses was the most faithful, the most faithful. And what made him so faithful? Because he was so meek. To be meek, you have to be slow to anger. To be meek, you have to be long-suffering. To be meek, you must seek the peace. To be meek, you have to have integrity of the heart. To be meek, you have to eschew evil. These are all the very different characteristics you have to be meek. Even though people might be talking about you, even though people might try to use you, even though people talk with you and talk about you with a double heart. In other words, when they talking to you, they love you. But then when they behind your back, they hate you. But you can't talk about them. Even though they slandering you, you can't slander them. Even though they're not praying for you, you still have to pray for them. And even though they're trying to kill you, you can't lash back out and try to kill them. And why? Because you're meek. And why? Because you're faithful. Not faithful to them. Not faithful for any vain reason, but you're faithful to the Most High. And when you're faithful to the Most High, then regardless of whatever you're doing and whatever decision you make, you're doing it as a result of your commitment, your faith towards the Most High. And there was no better person that exemplified this faith than Moses. Every time our people tried to kill him and wanted to stone him and talked about him and murmured against him, all he did was pray for the people. The scriptures only record one time where Moses actually got angry. And when he got angry, he still didn't put nobody's life in jeopardy. Only his. That's what a faithful man would do. In other words, no matter how Israel treats you, and Israel can treat you real bad, if you read some of the scriptures the words that Yah would use to characterize Israel, even though Israel would treat you real bad and talk about you real bad, you still can't turn around and treat them the same. Moses didn't, and you shouldn't. Another scripture you want to read about a faithful man is in the book I love this scripture here, and it's in the book of 1 Samuel. First Samuel 22. Because again, what are we discussing? Every man proclaimed his own goodness. But a faithful man, who can find? In the book of 1 Samuel 22, and we're going to start reading at the 13th verse. And let me tell you about this story first a little bit. Here, David, King David, who was anointed king of Israel, raised up by the Most High, after Yah said he was seeking and sought a man after his own heart, and after he sought a man after his own heart, he sought unto David. He found David and made him king. And even though he was made king, he was still acting as a servant of Saul, King Saul. And David knew it was not his right or his position to remove Saul from king, even though he was anointed to be king. He knew only Yah is the one that set him up, and only Yah is the one that put him down. And so he just waited. And all he did was demonstrate a love to Saul, even though Saul demonstrated hatred towards him. And this is what it says, 1 Samuel 22. And Saul said unto him, why have ye conspired against me, thou and the son of Jesse, talking about David, and that thou hast given him bread, a sword, and hast inquired of Elohim for him, that he should rise against me to lie in wait as at this day? Then Ahimelech answered the king and said, and who is so faithful among all thy servants as David? In other words, you don't have no more faithful person than David. And everything Saul was saying was not true anyway. But he said, who is among all your servants that you have? You just name them. Who is more faithful than David, which is the king's son-in-law? And not only he's that faithful, but he's your son-in-law. And go at thy bidding. In other words, he do what you say. And he do it perfectly. And is honorable in thy house. And everybody that know David in this house, they know he honorable. They know you ain't going to find not one person that would tell you David came to them and conspired against you. This man is faithful man. And watch what it says. Did I then begin to inquire of Elohim for him? Be it far from me. Let not the king impute anything unto his servant, nor to all the house of my father. For thy servant knew nothing of all this, less or more. In other words, I didn't inquire nothing. All the stuff you're talking about, man, this is not what happened at all. And the king said, thou shalt surely die, Ahimelech, thou and all thy father's house. And watch what Saul did. Watch the wickedness of Saul. And this is what happens when the Almighty Spirit will leave you or leave a man. Because when you're looking for a faithful man, you're looking for the Spirit of Yah. But then when a man's spirit is not faithful anymore, then he will have an evil spirit from the Most High. The same Yah that give you a faithful spirit, if the same Yah will send you an evil spirit. And now, instead of you just trusting, believing, and doing the work of Yah, then you'll turn unto an enemy, just like Saul did. And watch what it says. And the king said unto the footmen that stood about him, turn and slay the priests of Yah, because their hand also is with David, and because they knew when he fled, and did not show it to me. But the servant of the king would not put forth their hand to fall upon the priests of Yah. See, all the true servants of the Most High, they wouldn't dare. They would rather be killed than do this wicked thing. And of course, we have Israelites today. They do exactly this wicked thing, but not the true servants of Yah. You can't move them. And why? Because a faithful man, who can find? And watch what it says. And the king said to Doeg, turn thou and fall upon the priest. And Doeg the Edomite turned. And here it is. We got people who love Edomites. We got people who fellowship with Edomites. We got people who say anything about an Edomite according to the scriptures, they will have their back. And here it is. It was an Edomite who turned and he fell upon the priest and slew on that day 85 persons that did wear a linen ephod. And no, the city of the priest smote he with the edge of the sword, both men and women, children and sucklings, and oxen, and asses and sheep with the edge of the sword. Yeah, this is what an Edomite did. And one of the sons of Ahimelech, the son of Ahitub, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David. And Abiathar showed David that Saul had slain Yah's priest. And David said unto Abiathar, I knew it that day when Doeg the Edomite was there, that he would surely tell Saul, I have occasioned the death of all the persons of thy father's house. Abide thou with me, fear not, for he that seeketh my life seeketh thy life, but with me thou shalt be a safeguard. In other words, David let him know, look, Doeg and his kind, we're going to deal with. But you notice, even though Saul did this wicked thing, and David was also king, and Yah had anointed him, David still never went after Saul, not one time. And every opportunity he had to kill Saul, he would not. And why? Because David was a faithful man. Because one of the qualities that one must possessed to be a faithful man is one with a perfect heart. And David had a perfect heart. Just like Moses was the most meekest man in Yah's house, David had a perfect heart towards Yah. And no, he wouldn't do this. That's why, sisters, you never want to hear no man talk about you won't have a faithful man hitting on the women and say, I won't do it again. Because if you're a faithful man, you already know not to do that anyway. That's not something you're going to do. You just know. Now, you might have did a long time ago when you didn't know better. But then after you start knowing better, why would you do such a thing? And you knew better. And it's because of your faith. A faithful man is not about to cuss no women out and just cuss her out like she's some nobody. And why? Because he's a faithful man. He'd just rather just be quiet if he can't have no civil conversation. A faithful man is a man that has integrity of heart, which we're going to see. So a faithful man don't have to steal and rob from people. That's just the opposite of a faithful man. And a faithful man sure don't have to lie and cheat. And let me show you this. Go to the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 18th chapter. What are we discussing? Let me add, if you have any questions at all, we have somebody on the board that can take your questions. It don't have to be on this. It can be on this. And whatever your heart desires, we can answer, we will. If I have to get back with you, then I'll let you know that also. Exodus 18. And this is what it says in the 17th verse. And Moshe's father-in-law said unto him, the thing that thou doest is not good. And what was Moses, what was he doing that wasn't good? Well, in the morning, early in the morning, he said to judge the people from morning unto evening, all day long. This is what he did. And why? Because we already know Moses, and already read, Moses was a faithful man. So what else would a faithful man do? But this was grievous because even though, you know, a lot of people call me and I answer their calls, for the most part, I answer, try to answer people's calls, try to call them back, try to, you know, text them back, do something. And while at the same time doing all the other things that I have to do. Well, Moses stood before the people, hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know how many it was, just answering questions and trying to help them out, help them to understand the laws, help them in their situation. And his father-in-law said, man, this thing ain't good what you're doing. Not only are you going to wear yourself out, but you're going to wear the people out. Hearken out unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and Elohim shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Elohim work, that thou mayest bring the causes unto Elohim, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Now watch this 21st verse, because this is the key. Because we're looking for the skills and the quality of a faithful man. Moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear Elohim, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. And if thou do this thing, and Elohim commanded thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all these people shall also go to their place in peace. And Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. And that's what a faithful man would do. And Moses indeed was a faithful man. But these are the qualities of faithful men. One, that fear Elohim, a man of truth, and hating covetousness. These are the things you want to see in your men. And that type of man is a faithful man. Look in the book of Job, first chapter, still dealing with every man proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man, who can find? And you want to find one, but you never do. because a faithful man only comes from the Most High. If man had to judge whether another man was faithful or not, then it's, no, you're not faithful. A man will never say a man is faithful. And why? Because man always sees your errors and wrongs. They always see that. And I'm going to show you that. And not only they all see your wrongs, but man would actually look for the wrong in you. They'll look for something. They'll look for an occasion against you. And then they say, I told you. I told you he wasn't as sharp as you thought he was. I told you he wasn't as good as you made him out to be. I told you he wasn't this, and I told you he wasn't that. See this and see that? That's what a man will do. That's why it's beautiful to have a Elohim like Yah. Even though people think David is such and such and such, Yah said he had a perfect heart. Even though they see Moses' errors, the Almighty said he's most faithful in my house. And look what he said about Job. Job, the first chapter, starting at the sixth verse, and this is what it says. Now there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yah, and Satan came also among them. And Yah said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered Yah and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And Yah said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, perfect, an upright man, one that feareth Elohim, and is sure of evil? Then Satan answered Yah and said, do Job fear Elohim for naught? Hast thou not made a hedge about him, and about his house, and about all he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. But put forth thy hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And Yah said unto Satan, behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thy hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of Yah. And you know Satan is so wicked that Satan made the whole house just fall on Job's children just to prove a point, to prove that Job was not faithful as the Almighty knew he was. Oh, Yahweh said, have you considered my servant Job, who is a man that's perfect and outright, fear of Elohim and sure of evil? That's all Yahweh asked Satan. But Satan wanted to challenge Yah and said, well, do he fear you for naught? Touch all that he had and he going to curse you to your face. And of course, Yah allowed Satan to do what Satan wanted to do anyway. And Satan, all he wanted to do is bring trouble, vexation, bedlam, chaos, confusion. And that's what he did. But Job never wavered. He never wavered. Look what it says about Job in the 20th and 21st verse, or 20th through the 22nd verse. Then Job arose and went his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshiped, and said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, naked shall I return there. Yah gave, and Yah have taken away. Blessed be the name of Yah. In all this, Job sinned not, nor charged Elohim foolishly. So as I said before, Job never wavered. And this is another quality of a faithful man, you won't waver. You won't waver. Because, you know, everything comes from Yah anyway. All power belongs to Yah. So if you lose, praise Yah, it was because of Yah. But if you win, praise Yah, because it was because of Yah. And there's a time and a season for everything. And once we know the time, then we will understand that regardless of what season it is, whether it's day or night, whether it's summer or winter, whether it's cold or heat, all you got to do is be faithful in every season that might come your way. Because a faithful man, who can find? And if you want to find one, you're going to find him in all seasons. Or the opposite. And the opposite is someone that is fair weather. When the weather is good, then they're fair. But when the weather is bad, watch out. You're going to see a whole different type of person. And these are some of the qualities. Do we have any questions at this time? Let me show you another scripture in the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. And what are we discussing? A faithful man, who can find? Now, to become a faithful man, it's impossible to be a faithful man and not be meek. You have to be meek. You have to be humble. It's impossible to be a faithful man and not have a perfect heart. You must have a perfect heart. And it's also impossible to be a faithful man and you don't fear Elohim. And you're not a man of truth. And you don't hate covetousness. See, these are all the very characteristics that you had to have. In other words, a faithful man ain't worried about what other people got. Yah gave them theirs, and Yah will give us ours. Because you ask some people, why can't we be like them? Look at them. Look what they got. That's what they got. And what we got is what we got. Let us praise Yah for what we got. It might be little, but that's what Yah gave us. And that's what I said about Job. Job said, naked I came in and naked I go out. Praise ye Yah. And when you're faithful in that way, you can never, ever lose. Here's another faithful man that you want to see in the book of Nehemiah, the 9th chapter. And watch what it says. In the 6th verse, it says, thou, even thou art Yah alone. And this is why we tell our beautiful brothers and sisters who believe in someone other than Yah. As Nehemiah said, thou, even thou art Yahweh alone. He's alone. There's nobody that you can put besides Yahweh. Thou hast made heaven. The heavens are heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all. And the hosts of heaven worship thee. Whatever's in the heavens, they worship Yah. He's alone in this thing. And watch the 7th verse. Thou art Yah the Elohim, who didst choose Abram and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and founded his heart faithful before thee, and made us a covenant with him to get a land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, the Girgashites, to give it, I say, to his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous. That's what Nehemiah had to say about Abraham, that Yahweh found Abraham's heart to be faithful. And what are we talking about? We're talking about a faithful man who can find. This man was so faithful to the Most High, even though you'll have people talk about Abraham. And you definitely have people talk about David. And our people who've seen Yahweh work wonders with Moses, they murmured against him. So, only the righteous really can declare who a faithful man is. Because only the righteous are the ones who seek to be faithful. So I can understand why Nehemiah is talking about Abraham in the way that he is. And then I can understand why all through the scriptures, people talk about David in the way he is. That was Ahimelech talking about David. He said, man, there is nobody in your house more faithful than David. This man is the most faithful in your house. And Yahweh himself talked about Moses and his faithfulness. He said, most faithful in my house. And we had many of our people ready to stone Moses. That's why you got to let your actions proclaim your goodness, because if you waiting on other people to proclaim your goodness, they're not. Unless they're the righteous. And if you want to proclaim your own goodness, then that's just the opposite of what a faithful man is. Because every man proclaims their own goodness. I did good. So let somebody else co-sign what you did and show you how Yahweh co-signed Abraham. Go to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 51. Just show you this man, Abraham. And this is what it says in the very first verse. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek Yah. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. And the Almighty told us if we want to follow after righteousness, and if we have a desire to seek Yah, then he's given us instructions. Who to look to? And it says, look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and the hole of the pit whence ye are digged. And it gave names. He even gave us names. Abraham and Sarah. But we're talking about a faithful man who can find. And all you got to do is look at these men and ask yourself, are these men that stand around cussing people out, treating people like dirt, slandering people, talking about people, tale-bearing against people, lying against people, stealing and robbing people? Or are they just the opposite? Do you think they treating their wives like crap? No, not these men. No, these men were faithful men. Y'all don't even want to be around no type of men like that. Men that treat their kids like crap, abandon their kids, and no, that's the opposite of a faithful man. A man is always lying and coming up with excuses, and no, either you going to do it or not. Either you got it or not. Either you guilty or innocent. But whatever it is, be faithful. Be faithful. And why? Every man proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? I'll show you another scripture. In the book of Ezekiel 14. And we have a couple questions. How do I find him as a woman? No one around me know Yah. And that's one question. And what type of courtship do we have? What type of courtship do we have? Since some of the Morays teach that Israel don't date. So how do we get to know each other? Well, and then how do I find him as a woman? No one around me knows Yah. Well, let me answer the first question first. How do I find him? Well, in truth, you really can't find him. Yahweh has to get this man to you. And let me tell you how you get a man from Yahweh. If you go to the book of Isaiah 55, since we in Isaiah 55, but I want to go to one that's a little bit right to the point, even more. Even though this one also do. But go to the book First Chronicles, or let's see, Second Chronicles, the 15th chapter. That's where I want you to go. Second Chronicles 15. And this is what all my beautiful sisters want to do. And you'll read this in the 2 Chronicles 15, 1 and 2. But also, you can read it in the book of Isaiah 55, where we were. And you can also read it in various other places. But I just want to show these couple examples real quick. 2 Chronicles 15 and 1. It says, and the spirit of Elohim came upon Azariah, the son of Odeed. And this is what you want to know. And he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all Yehuda and Benjamin. Yahweh is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. And you can take this thing everywhere with you. Watch this fourth verse. It says, but when they and their trouble did turn unto Yah Elohim of Israel and sought him, he was found of them. So this is what you do, sisters. All the sisters that's listening to me, because Yahweh, he can hear you. He can see you. And he understands and knows your troubles better than anyone. He, matter of fact, understands it and know it better than you. So this is what you do. And Yah said, he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. You learn how to seek Yah. Now, how do you seek Yah? Well, you seek Yah the same way our fathers sought Yah. Number one, you have to be sincere in heart. In other words, don't go to Yah about something that you're not prepared to receive. A lot of people say they want certain things, and Yah will send it to them, but then when it comes, they say, well, that ain't what I wanted. I didn't know you was going to give me that. Well, this is what you ask for. And oftentimes, this is the case. And they will reject something that they themselves ask for. And so when you go to seek Yah, you're seeking with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. In other words, you talk real talk with Yah, because Yah know your heart anyway. So you just can't make up words with him. And I always tell people, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So when you seek Yah, fast. You fast. You afflict yourself. Or the same word for affliction is humble yourself. Just like you would on the Day of Atonement, you fast before Yah and you seek him and let him know what you're seeking and why you're seeking. What you want a faithful man for? Why do you want a husband? You just real talk with Yah and you seek Yah. And I can assure you, because Yah himself said it, if you seek me, you shall find me. And this is your opportunity to learn two things about Yah. Number one, is Yah himself a man of truth? Elohim of truth. And number two, do Yah hear? Is he real? And I can assure you, if you seek him, you're going to find him. I can take that to the bank. I believe that wholeheartedly, because I know I seek Yah. The second question, what type of courtship do we have? And I don't know all the teachers who what they teach and teach about dating and so forth and so on. But I tell you, it's always good to get to know the person that you plan on spending your life with. If you don't get to know that person, what happens is, I mean, you got to talk to them, you got to know something about them, and there are certain things you want to know. Number one, let me tell you what you want to know about anyone that you plan on spending your life with. You want to know where they come from, especially sisters. So if you with a man or interested in a man that has no ties with his family at all and seem to be a man that don't have good relationship with other women other than yourself, then that's not a good thing at all. You want to know that this man is, He has a good relationship with his sisters. He has a good relationship with his mother. Because then chances are he may have a good relationship with you. But if he don't like his sisters and talk about his sisters like a dog, don't have a good relationship with his mother and disrespect his mother, or, you know, or cut off his mother, then that's not good. So you want to know certain things about people. I don't say we can't get to know each other. Some of the teachers might not like using the word date. That may be the word that they don't want to use. But a man that don't want to get to know somebody before he married them, I don't get that. In the days of old, it was the parents' responsibility to get to know the parents of the other people, and then they the ones made the deal go down, the contract go down. But everybody tried to get to know one another. Even Abraham's servant, when he went to get Sarah, he said, let the woman that do this and the woman do that and the woman to do this, let it be from Yah, and let that be the sign to let me know that this is from Yah. And this is my master's wife. And once those signs were fulfilled, he knew exactly that it was from Yah. And if it was from Yah, it was good. But how can you go into any relationship and you don't even know if it's from Yah? That don't make sense to me. Yes, get to know the people that you're going to spend the rest of your life with. And I may add, for me, I want to know who the parents are. And I want to know if they have a good relationship with their family members. Because even though they might not be serving Yah, but good family serves good family. You know, you just want to, you know, if you're a family person. If you're listening on Blog Talk, all you got to do is press the number 1 on your phone, and then you'll be on live, and you can ask your question on Blog Talk. And the number is 347 area code 838-8963. Again, the Blog Talk number is 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone, and then we can come to you. There's no greater thing that you would do probably in life, and that is to enter into holy matrimony. When a man and a woman enters into holy matrimony, before they do, they should always get good counsel, number 1. And then number 2, they should always know before going into the marriage everything up front. Everything up front. That way she know where he stands and what he believes. You know where she stands and what you believe. And all she has to do is decide whether she's want to follow him or not. And he, all he has to do is decide if this woman will follow me. That's all that has to be decided. And if he's a faithful man, he will know. And if she's seeking the Most High for a faithful man, because that's the only one that can find you a faithful man, is the Most High. Just like a virtuous woman, the only one that can find you a virtuous woman is the Most High. And we got to trust and believe in the Most High. This is what the Creator said concerning this thing in the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. And we'll turn there. And we're talking about faithful men. So your questions are very befitting. Now, do I know all the faithful men? Of course I don't. Because a faithful man comes from Yah. One woman might see a man and she'll swear up and down that man is not faithful in some type of way. In other words, she will see flaws in that man. And then she will tell you, well, that man, he's not what you think. But then that same man, Yah will see, and he will see otherwise. So you just can't go by other people. I know people, they'll call the ex-wife and say, look, what about him? How's him? And how's he doing that? How did he treat you? And how did he do this? And likewise, men try to get in touch with the ex-husband. What you think about her and this, that, and the other? I don't know a lot of men like that, I'll be honest. But I do know women who will go to great lengths to find out something. And I tell you, anything you want to find, you're going to find. Because your heart is set on finding some flaw. And I'm going to show you something about that after I show you this. In the book of Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and this is what it says, starting at the 5th verse. It says, trust in Yah with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear Yah, and depart from evil. And watch what this says. When you're able to trust in Yah with all your heart, and when you're able to lean not to thy own understanding. Now, how do you do that? Trust in Yah with all your heart, and lean not to thy own understanding. It's easy. Don't trust in your own heart. In other words, get counsel on everything. Get good counsel. And then once you get good counsel, you still go back to the Most High, because the scripture says after that, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This is what you want to do. You want Yah to direct thy paths, for Yah says he ordered the steps of the righteous. Then the scripture says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Don't try to figure it out yourself. Fear Yah and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That's what's going to make you strong. Now watch this concerning, and this is another faithful man, but I'm going to show you what happened when you're always looking for something. And watch this in the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. Because this sometimes happens. You can be in a relationship right now, and instead of them looking for the good, they always looking for the bad. And you can tell the truth 9 times, but then as soon as you get to the 10th time of saying something, see, there it is right there. I knew it was coming. I knew that lie was coming in somewhere. All right, there it is. Boom. But you told the truth 9 times out of 10. But they looking for fault. And you can't look for fault. Scripture says there's none righteous that sinneth not. You got to look for the good in people. Now, if the good is hard to find, then you know you don't got the right thing. Watch what it says in the book of Daniel, the 6th chapter. This is what it says in the 4th. Well, let me start at the 1st verse so you can understand this. It pleased, Daniel 6 and 1, it pleased there to set over the kingdom and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these 3 presidents, of whom Daniel was the first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then This Daniel was preferred above the president and the princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. And that's what happened when you have an excellent spirit. Your spirit would attract people to you. That's what will happen. Whether you're a virtuous woman or whether you're a faithful man, your spirit would attract this goodness to you. And Daniel, it did. And the most important one that it would attract is the Most High himself. And if you seek him, make no mistake about it, he said it. You will find him. And watch what it says. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find no occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in. I don't care what your situation is. Don't make excuses. Stay faithful. I know it's hard to feed your children, but stay faithful. I know you don't have no help, but stay faithful. I know the dark times. It's easy for somebody to stand here and just tell you just to be faithful. But listen, all I can do is tell you the truth. I know what happens when you become faithful. For I've been tried, I've been tested. I done failed. I done had many adversities that I can tell you about. But just like Job, I wouldn't allow my integrity in the eyes and the midst of the Most High to go down to the pit with me. If I was going down in the pit, I'm going down with integrity. So stay faithful and watch what it says. Then said these, but they could not find no occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his Elohim. And this is what happens to many of our people. Of course, it don't have to happen too much because they can find fault with the people that's desperate. And our people are desperate. And a lot of times to feed their family, they got to do desperate things. And the only reason why many of the desperate things that have been done and that is being done, that is being done today, the only reason why bad things has not come to your doors is because of the Most High. He has protected you. Of course, you think you're getting away with something, but you ain't getting away with nothing. If it wasn't for Yah, you'd have been exposed. You'd have been fallen. But Yah mercy endured forever. His mercy is from generation to generation. And so you thank Yah for his mercy, because if it was up to our enemies, you'd have been destroyed. Genocide is being committed on our people as we speak. The only reason why many of our women don't have anybody now and raising children by themselves and in the predicament they're in is because of your enemies that have raised up the horns of their head and devised a plan to destroy you. Now, and it's our fault that we bought into it. It is our fault that We made it easy for them. And how did we make it easy? We're just not faithful. And let me show you this in the book of Deuteronomy. And again, let me know if there's any other questions. Deuteronomy 32. And what it says in the book of Deuteronomy 32, at the 15th verse, it says, "But Jeshurun waxed fat, kicked, thou waxing fat, thou grown thick, thou covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange deities. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim, to deities whom they knew not, to new deities that came newly up, whom your fathers fear not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and hast forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, he abhorred them, because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a forward generation, children in whom is no faith." And that's what we have become. People that has no faith at all. Why do you think we send our children off to these schools and allow other people to teach them? Why do you think we rely on a government in which that the government is the very one that they the very culprit that's trying to destroy our people? Now, how do we know it's the government? Who do you think the police work for? Who do you think the military work for? Who do you think make the various laws for these corporations that pay you a minimum wage? In other words, minimum wage is the lowest that they can pay you. And you know what they do? They pay you the lowest that they can pay you. I mean, at least go a dime above a minimum wage, but they won't even do that because it's a minimum wage. They can't go below it, but they sure ain't going to go above it. And why? Because that's what the government said. The government is the worst enemy to our people. But it's the government that our people rely on. So we have a lot of things to learn. And one of the things that we're going to have to learn is in the book of Isaiah. Let me show you this. And all I can do as a servant of Yah is an appeal to all the faithful men that hear my voice and that exist. And just tell them to stand up. Of course, I wouldn't have to tell a faithful man to stand up because he would stand up anyway. But I'm still appealing to all the faithful men. Maybe you just didn't think you was a faithful man. And maybe you want to be a faithful man. But I know men out there that's single. And I know women that's out there that's single. And there's no reason why good men and good women ain't together. And all these vain stipulations, I don't want no man, no woman with children. Why? Children is the heritage of Yah. I don't want no woman that's this, and I don't want no woman that's that, and I don't want no man that's this, and I don't want no man that's... The only type of man and the only type of woman that you shouldn't desire is the man and woman that Yahweh don't desire. then I can greatly understand why you don't desire that. But watch what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter. And watch what it says in the 20th verse. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as are escaped of the house of Jacob shall no more again stay upon him that smote them, but shall stay upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. That's who we got to stay upon. Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. Because it's all about the truth. That's why I come before you just to tell you the truth. And I know our community are in shambles. And I know none of the answers really are easy. But all the answers can be fulfilled. You can fulfill this thing. You can have a faithful man. All you have to do is get out of your own way. A lot of times we in our own way because we have all these perceptions that we done put in the way. And now we can't even see what we're looking for. Get out of your own way. Seek Yah. For if you seek him, you're going to find him. And yes, you want to get to know the people that's teaching you. You want to get to know the people you're around. And the most important thing you want to know, other than Yahweh himself, because Yahweh is the most important, you want to know the one that you spend your life with for the rest of your life. And you mean to tell me I can't get to know him? How else will I get to know him? Like I said, they might not like the word date. Because I can assure you, there is no teacher that didn't talk to the people that they was about to marry. They at least talked to them and asked them questions. And once they were satisfied, then they made their decision. But just to not do that, I don't understand that. So all right, we have another question. Before we adjourn, go ahead.
Sabbath, what time does it start? Sunrise time to sundown.
All right, one other question that we have is when do the Sabbath begin? Does the Sabbath begin in the morning time at sunrise? Or do the Sabbath begin when? Oh, just sunrise to sundown. All right. Well, according to the scriptures, the Almighty said he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And so by virtue of the fact that you say in the Sabbath day, that always let you know that the light period is the time in which the Almighty is calling the Sabbath. You'll never see in the scriptures, other than one scripture, speaking about the Day of Atonement, where he said that night will be a Sabbath. And he said, from evening unto evening, shall you celebrate your Sabbath? Because the Day of Atonement was on the 10th day of the 7th month. in which we were called out and we were commanded to have a holy convocation. But the night before that Sabbath or that holy convocation, Yahweh also said we should keep a Sabbath on the ninth. The ninth came right before the tenth. And the tenth started in the morning. Now, let me show you this. The one scriptures that you want to show people to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Sabbath starts in the morning. And it's in the book of Exodus, the 16th chapter. And just for purposes of clarity, do the Sabbath begin when the light first come in? Or do the Sabbath begin once you start seeing the sun come up? And the Sabbath begins when you start seeing the light come in. You might never see the sun come up. It might be too cloudy. It might be something else, and you don't know it came up because you can't even see the sun. But when that light come in, it is the Sabbath. You might ask, well, what if the light is in where I'm at and the light is not in where you at? In other words, you down the street, round the corner, and the light ain't came in yet because it ain't came across the sky yet to you. But to me, the Sabbath is in. Well, the Sabbath is in for me. Because I see light. The light is in. It just ain't got to you yet. That way, so you can understand what I'm saying, the light might be in for me. And it's the Sabbath. But then all the way in England, for our beautiful sister Etana, it might not be the Sabbath. And likewise, it may be the same thing right around the corner. That's why I hear people say, man, the Sabbath ain't over. Well, it is for me. It's, the sun is down. For you, it might not just went down all the way yet. You might still see something, but for me, it's down. And that's why we can't judge people. But we know if it's night, it's night. It's night where I'm at, night where you at, then the Sabbath is over with. Watch this in Exodus 16. And watch what it says, 23rd verse. And he said unto them, this is that which Yahweh has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Now, this is what I need you all to do. I need you all to look up tomorrow. Really, if you really want to look up tomorrow, all you got to do is look in this scripture and a couple of scriptures I'll show you. Because the word tomorrow always means in the morning. That's what tomorrow means. And watch what the scriptures say about tomorrow. Since, he said, this is that what Yahweh said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Bake that which ye shall bake today, and see that which ye shall see. And that remaineth over layer for you to be kept until the morning. And why the morning? And they laid it up to the morning as Moses bade. It did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for today is a Sabbath of Yah. Today ye shall not find it in the field. And when was that? In the morning. Now Yahweh could have easily said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto Yah. Bake that which ye shall bake today. See that which ye see. And that which remaineth over laid up for you to be kept until the evening. Oh, Yahweh didn't say that. He could have said, lay that over for you to be kept until you see the sun come up. He didn't say that. He said, lay it up to be kept until the morning. And when is the morning? The morning is tomorrow. And when is that? When the day breaketh forth. That's what the word morning means. the day breaks in. Now the light is overtaking the darkness. And you'll see all this all through the scriptures. One more scripture on that. In the book of Exodus, the 10th chapter, not only the Sabbath day starts in the morning, but every day starts in the morning. And let me go to one a little bit more crystal clear. It's in the book of Numbers 28. Numbers 28. Because I don't want you to have no reservations at all. And watch this. In Numbers 28. And I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And this is what it says. And Yah spake unto Moshe, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, my offering and my bread for my sacrifices made by fire for a sweet savor unto Yah, shall ye observe to offer unto me in their due season. And thou shalt say unto them, this is the offering made by fire which ye shall offer unto Yah. Now watch what it says you're going to offer in their due season. Two lambs of the first year without spot, day by day, for a continual burnt offering. Fourth verse, the one lamb shall thou offer in the morning. That's the very first one. And the other lamb, which is the second, thou shalt offer at evening. And why? Because the morning offering is always first, and the evening offering is always second. And I may add, what's the seventh verse? And the drink offering there shall be the fourth part of a hin for one lamb. In the holy place thou shalt cause a strong wine to be poured unto Yah for a drink offering. And the other lamb thou shalt offer at even as the meal offering of the morning. In other words, do it like the morning. It doesn't even have to tell you what it is. It just said do it like the morning, because the morning offering is going to come first. So you just repeat it. And why? Because that's when every day starts, in the morning. And yes, the sun comes up right after the morning, because the sun is the light that rules the day. But before the sun come up, the Sabbath had already come in. And again, let us seek Yah. Because if you seek him, who can find him? And I appreciate your questions. I hope we were able to give answers to them. If you need more details, we'll be back tomorrow. For Yah love you. And so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yah.